Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Team's all back together, fresh, rested, and ready to have a good time today on the show, including the two biggies that are going to be popping today, Fast Five and Katie Crush. Fast Five, all week, we've got tickets to go see the delightful Hilary Duff at Red Rocks. And then for Katie Crush, pair of tickets to see Sarah McLachlan at Red Rocks as well. She's still around?
Yeah.
Yes.
She's still alive. I had no idea.
Still helping those puppies.
Sarah McLachlan. And then, yeah, side note, when it comes to Fast Five today at 7:30, you're going to have to explain to me what the hell happened yesterday. Because the amount of messages that came in to me from very mad people about what you guys did, I need some explanation.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some very angry people yesterday.
Except, well, one happy winner. But
one happy person.
You're right.
Yeah. That makes sense.
So you guys screwed
checks
something
out.
Up. So
yep.
We'll dive into that a little later today on the show. Good God, I can go another 6 months without hearing any country music.
Oh, really?
Just got back from the cowboy road trip that I went on, and a lot of country in the parts that I was at.
Oh,
a lot of
okay.
country music, so I'm a little tapped out, but Ella Langley, you're still pretty.
Okay, you've had your fill, you're saying.
Oh, my God. No more Eric Church, no more
Oh,
Brooks
wait, no, no,
Dunn.
No, that sounds crazy.
No, Katie, I'm fully saturated. I am topped off. You know, like when you're putting gas in your vehicle and it clicks off?
Yeah.
That's what I'm like with country music. I've officially clicked off.
That neon moon needs to set, oh, is what you're saying.
Lord help me.
Bye-bye.
It's Jeremy, it's Katie, it's Josh, it's Denver's Mix 100, live and local at a Lone Tree. If you guys want to see what's going on in the studios, we haven't had that live feed running for a few days with all of us, so you can go check that out at Mix 1, or on YouTube, search Mix 100 Denver, all brought to you by our good friends at Safeway. Speaking of getting back into town and everything, isn't it the worst when you get back in town and you go and you open up your fridge and there's like nothing to eat?
Oh.
And you're like, damn it, we just spent thousands of dollars on a vacation and now I got to go to like Costco.
Yeah, yeah.
And throw that on the credit card. And I'm like, oh, this stings.
Yeah.
It sucks.
It really does.
Making that like one of the first things you have to do when you get home is go to the grocery store.
It just makes you feel like you're bleeding money, right? Like,
oh, Katie,
I just spent so much money.
You have
to spend more money.
I don't even want to tell you what our credit card bill is this month. It's horrendous.
Yeah.
But it's got, you know, the vacation on it.
That's it.
And then you come back and you got to go buy everything. Although I will say, as we were driving home, I actually let Knick Knack drive for a couple hours on the way back. And as she was driving, I sat on the Safeway app in the middle of Wyoming and did a grocery order.
So smart.
And said, hey, you know, I need to pick this up at like 6 o'clock tonight. And sure enough, we rolled in and I zipped up to Safeway because they did all the shopping for me. And I snagged all the groceries and then I went back to the house, which was kind of nice.
That was really
you.
Smart thinking on your part.
I know. Yeah. And, you know, as I was doing it, I was like, you know, for as much as we curse the internet and apps and how much we're on our phone, I was like, this is pretty rad.
Okay.
I'm grocery shopping right now in the middle of Wyoming.
Oh, look at you giving the internet their flowers.
I know.
Some positives.
I even hopped on and I was like turning down my air conditioning at the house. I was like, it's going to be nice and cool when we get home.
Yeah.
I ran the sprinklers real quick. I'm such a dork.
Yeah, right.
But we still had to go to like Sam's and I was like, man, this is brutal. The only other bad thing, too, was, you know, when we left, whatever it's been, 12 days ago, 11 days, we had left a bowl of broccoli in the fridge.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yes.
And that, it was steamed broccoli when we left, and it was soup.
Uh-huh.
Soup broccoli when we got home.
Yeah.
And you opened up that fridge and was
and
like,
it's all
whoa.
You smell. Yeah, I will raise you one and tell you I left a can of open beans in my fridge. And
oh,
came
why
back
would
to
you
it.
Do that?
Because I opened it and wanted to add it to something at the last minute. I was
no.
like, no, I'm good. I don't need it. So I put it in a little plastic container in my fridge and I was like, I'll throw that in something later.
Stanky.
Totally forgot about it. 9 days later, came back and I opened my fridge.
What kind of bean?
Almost, it was a cannelli bean.
Ah, the old cannelli
bean. The jelly bean. Oh, it's pungent. I tell you what.
I can smell it now. And it's funny, too, like when you take all that out of your fridge and then you like dump it in your trash or whatever, how much your house stinks for like the next 45 minutes. Too.
Oh, I walked it out to the trash. Absolutely. All the way on the parking lot. I was like, we're making the trek. Yeah.
Oh, it stinks.
It's not happening.
The only other good thing that happened, I got to give kudos to my parents because day before we came back, I was thinking, man, we're going to get back late and I'm getting the grocery shopping and I got to mow before the HOA dings us. We were sitting there and my cameras kept going off at the house and I was like, why do they keep going off? And I hopped on and looked and there's my mom and my dad rolling up in my dad's truck unloading a lawnmower and their weed whacker and the blower and they mowed my lawn for me.
That's nice.
I was like, what are you doing? She's like, well, we just know you're going to be tired when you get back and we're just going to take care of the lawn for you. Isn't that awesome?
I don't think any parents would do that.
I owe them big time.
You really do.
Yeah.
I
really
do.
It was really cool of them. So I didn't even have to mow.
Move.
I know. My parents are better than your parents.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm no, Katie, I'm sorry. Actually. I'm sure you loved your dad as well. May he rest.
I did. No,
I'm sorry.
I did. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I didn't mean to say
it's
that.
It's okay. Oh.
I'm sorry that I said my parents are better than your parents.
I know.
I'm sure if your dad was around, he'd mow your lawn too.
He would. He would. He absolutely would.
Hillary Duff at Red Rocks. I saw a couple videos of her singing at her little concerts.
I think she looks
She looks really good.
A lot of side boob.
Her little star dress that she's wearing, I just love it.
She was wearing a dress?
Yes. Oh. Yes, but she also has some casual looks. I saw her performing in like a t-shirt and baggy jeans and stuff.
Everything
and
I saw was side boob.
Yeah.
Well, side boob for days.
There's that too, because side boob sells, Jer.
I'm a fan of the side boob.
It's very sexy. It really is. Yeah. I understand why
including
you like
on myself.
It. Yeah, exactly.
What?
You know, you have to work at it. So I see why. It's a good look.
Yeah.
That fold over.
Yeah, love me a good fold over.
Like an envelope.
I hide things under there. That's where I put my chapstick.
Yeah.
And my pepper spray when I go running.
All warm.
Yeah.
Nice and warm.
You put a cheese stick under there and warm it up.
Yeah.
Nice and toasty.
Yeah. Yeah. Hashtag side boob. What else could you put under there? It's got me thinking now.
Let me tell you.
Like if you want your hands free while you're walking your dog, you can
put your phone. Put your phone there.
Keys, that's good.
You can put a little doggy bag in there if you know to pick up your dog's little runner.
Or I was thinking like a doggy bag, like if you leave a restaurant and you got some extra chicken tendies and you want to keep them warm.
Your spare ribs.
Right under
that's
spare
where
change.
They go. All of it.
Some wet wipes.
Believe me, the ladies know you can put things in there.
A diaper if you have a baby.
It stores many things.
The possibilities are endless.
Depending on the size of your envelope, you can put all kinds of stuff in there.
Let's fire up the text line. You guys can comment. What would you put underneath your side boob? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. If we get some good ones, I'll read them on the air.
Yeah, I want Starburst in there.
Starburst.
Nice and warm
and juicy.
Yeah, they're
yeah.
so good warm.
Yeah. What would you put in underneath your side boob? 303-691-1649. Shoot, that just might become our 8 o'clock topic today. I don't know. Funny. We'll see how things go.
I'm so glad you're back, sir.
It's
so funny.
So good. Chick-fil-A packets, little sauce packets under there.
Good call.
The options are endless.
Yeah. If you're traveling and you wear a retainer, you can keep it up underneath.
Okay. Can't check that carry-on. Hey!
Oh, for God's sake.
You look so funny going through the TSA scanner. What is underneath you?
Everything.
Well, sir.
My luggage. Actually,
is that an air tag?
It's my carry on.
Deodorant. All right, text us 303-691-1649. What would you put under your side boob? All right, it's time for a little sports action, really quick. I got this story about the MLB holding the home run derby last night. I don't know who this Jordan Walker of the Cardinals is, but he came out on top. Anyway, there's a story about some of the longest home runs in history from these home run derbies, like. Three out of the top seven or whatever. They all came out of Denver, Colorado.
Well,
here.
Yeah, in 2021.
They say that thin air really lets you whack those balls a little bit harder.
They go.
Yeah.
They go.
I'm not a huge sports guy, but I definitely get sucked into the home run derbies. And then, like, when the NBA does the dunk competitions.
Oh,
of course.
Yeah. Those are so fun to watch.
The All-Star festivities are always so much fun. They really are. They do it up big.
All right. Special shout out to Stacey, who said frozen burrito under her side boob.
Ew, that's cold.
Josh, what else you got for sports?
All right. Well, yes. Is the FIFA World Cup still going? It is. Ugh. And it's only going for one more week. It actually ends this Sunday. And a lot of Americans don't really care anymore simply because they were knocked out in the round of 32. I know. And the hype kind of ends around that. And I understand that. But FIFA is doing something kind of odd. They are selling grass that is going to be used in the finale. Which is a little funny because people are already up in arms about how expensive the tickets were. And it's one of those things that, yes, they can just make money on anything. So they're going to sell the grass, and it's going $450 per square inch.
How about that?
That they're selling.
Per Four, square inch. Per
Tuck a little of that under your side boob. Yeah.
Yes, you could.
Yeah.
It's yucky. I don't like that.
That's yucky. So how do you buy this grass?
You just got to go online after the game. And
Buygrass.com?
That's exact. Yes, buygrass. How'd you know that?
Buygrass.
Really? No, it's just FIFA's website, Jared.
Oh.
It's on FIFA's website.
Dumb.
After the finale on Sunday, you can go and get yourself a little square inch of that grass that has been walked on by some of the world's best soccer players.
Like nicegrass.com.
I know.
Kiss my grass.
Right.
Give me some of that grass.com.
Yeah. Squeeze my grass.
Yeah.
Any of that.
I don't know.
Be way better.
It's FIFA.com. Yeah. I'm sorry. There's
and one final shout out to Kenny, who says, I'd put a picture of Jeremy's side boob under my side boob.
Inception.
Ooh, I like that one.
Oh, you guys are making us laugh. It is definitely good to be back having some fun on a Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning. Yeah, let's get you up to speed on everything that's floating around this goofy planet. I don't know. I'm a little late to the party on this. Sam Neill passed away, veteran actor.
No.
78 years old. I mean, the most well known for Jurassic Park.
Oh yeah,
I really didn't know anything else that he did. Maybe The Hunt for Red October, which again is you got to get in the Wayback Machine.
But that's a massive role, Jurassic Park.
But Jurassic Park, like iconic, right?
Yeah.
Passed away in Sydney, Australia, surrounded by family. I guess he had been struggling with lymphoma for a while.
Yeah, but he made that post that he beat it and wanted to make new movies.
Yeah. So anyway, 78 years old. It was all over the gram yesterday. So if you've been living under a rock, now you know. Samuel's sadly no longer with us. He was just in that commercial too in last year's Super Bowl for Xfinity, I think.
Okay.
Where they brought him back to like look like he was in Jurassic Park. Remember,
I remember.
And everything went down.
Yes.
But they had Xfinity, so they were able to get the park back up.
Yes, because they had a lot of the same scenes in that.
Yeah.
With the Velociraptors and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's some sad news out of Hollywood. Here's some happy news for somebody who owns Iron Man's first comic book. It was his first appearance in a comic book. The original artwork sold for $3.8 million at Heritage Auctions.
I know both of us. Like, they always tell you to hang on to that stuff because you never know what it's going to be worth. But so much of the stuff is not worth anything.
So much
and
is garbage, right?
Randomly, one thing that no one would have called, no one would have seen coming, worth $3.2 million.
I always wanted to experience going up into like a grandparent's attic or something and having an old chest up there.
Yeah.
You open it up, you blow all the dust off it. And inside is like all these pristine copies of comic books.
Yeah.
Or Playboys.
Either one of those.
Either one.
But you know you're going to open it up and there's going to be Beanie Babies and Tamagotchis. And so you're like, we did it wrong.
Right. Or
we
old clothes from the 40s.
Yes.
That's what it's going to be. But nope. No comic books or old Playboys for this guy. I'll tell you that much. Grandpa was an Iron Man, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
I'm going to be up cleaning the attic, honey.
Gramps.
Don't bother me for 45 minutes.
Yeah, right. You wish, Gramps.
10 minutes and he's back.
So there's a new tax possibly coming to concerts and event tickets. Some Denver City Council members are discussing a possible ballot measure that would add between 5% and 15% to event tickets. The revenue would reportedly be used to pay for safer streets and transit improvements.
Okay.
So why does that matter? A 15% tax could easily add $30 to $200 a ticket before other fees, depending on the price of your ticket.
They're already so expensive.
Already high.
Are you serious?
You're gonna make them more by adding taxes?
Why would you add this to it? Hopefully this dies in committee. But yeah, that's a hearty chunk of change.
Yeah, absolutely.
Already hard enough to go to concerts.
It really is. I know, and that's the thing. They'll get us some other way, but don't tax the concert tickets.
Yeah.
That's just shocking. It's too shocking.
Don't tax our Hillary Duff tickets.
No, don't do it.
Jeez Louise. What else is going on locally?
Okay, so we do have a Artemis II crew. They're going to be coming to Red Rocks to speak and talk to people about what
neat.
They did. Really neat. And it's just $1 a ticket. So on August 3rd, they're going to be out in Morrison, and they'll talk about the highlights from the mission, as well as a question and answer period. And they're going to have a little STEM fair beforehand.
I saw that.
So that just looks
great
so
great for all
neat.
The science kids.
Yes, exactly. And it's really to celebrate the Rocky Mountain region's contribution to their big Artemis II trip. So tickets going on sale this Friday at noon. But you and I both were talking about this, Jeremy. Josh, I'm sure you would love
I would
to
love
go
to. Yeah.
This looks like so much fun. I would love to go see it. And it's on the baby Nana's birthday.
Hey, look at that.
I know,
she's
yes.
a bit of a space case.
She is. Hey.
They said that they're going to have
she's
like
out of this world, actually.
Never before seen pictures and videos and stuff, too, that they took while up in the capsule. So that's kind of a fun way to sell this event. So
yeah,
if you want to
like
see new space stuff.
This little tour thing that they're doing, talking
I think
in
I'm gonna
a
go.
Bunch of different. I think I really want to.
I think I'm
going to
dress in full astronaut attire as well and walk like I'm on the moon. The whole time.
They're going to love that. No, this is like going to see Santa dressed as Santa. What could go wrong?
Like,
yeah. They're going to love that.
Yeah, full
you
helmet and everything.
It. Yeah, get it on Amazon now. Don't
yep.
wait on that.
So I'm going to do.
Wait. Okay, you know what you can do this week? You should get on this right now. You can go feel like a kid at Elidge Gardens. You can do that all the time, no matter your age. But right now, this week, you'll pay kid admission.
Nuh-uh.
40% off, so you'll get in for around $40 this week. A great deal and the perfect week for this because it is blazing hot out there. So go hang out near some water and, again, saving some money with Elidge Gardens. So I like that. Go feel like a kid.
Yeah.
And then one more. Denver's Mile High status, it is set in stone again. The new location of Denver's Mile High marker at the state capitol now on the 17th step.
It's, I was just saying, it's on one of the steps. I know that.
Yeah.
So what was it on?
We have changed it 3 times already. This is the fourth time it has changed. So,
why?
It went from the 15th step to the 18th step to the 13th step from measurements taken in like 1909, 1969, and 2003. So the reason he keeps changing is because technology gets better. So that's what they're saying. Is
I thought
we
maybe
get,
the earth is fluctuating.
That's what I
it's
thought
breathing.
Too immediately. I was just like, wow, that's a lot of movement for the Mile High marker. But they say that it's because of the technology and how they're getting a real, like, actual reading, an accurate reading that they've never had before. The funny part is right now, the new spot on the 17th step is marked by a very official stroke of a Sharpie.
Some guys
I know.
There, right.
Yeah, because
right
the original,
here.
They wanted to make sure it was all planned and ready to install by Colorado Day on August 1st because it's our 150th birthday, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to wait until next year to do it because it took a little longer for them to actually get the measurement. But now we know it is on the 17th.
Yes!
Step. We'll have that celebration next year sometime, but I just think it's hilarious. It has moved so much.
I've never actually gone out and seen that little marker, so
no.
I guess once they get it set, maybe we can get out there and get a picture or something.
Oh, that'll be nice. A little picture with the
17th that means
step.
I gotta go downtown. So.
No, we'll do it. It's happening.
Never mind. I changed my mind.
There you go. Well, there's your Mile High hype regardless, Jer.
There you go, guys. You're up to date this morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100. Looking at the forecast for today. 95 again in Denver. And then the rest of the week, 93, 92, 92, 95, Sunday, 97.
Oh, my God. What?
Oh,
was that
Lord.
Sunday?
Oh,
what?
Lord, no. We're melting. great time to go to the pool, though. I'll tell you that much. Get to a pool and cool off like I did yesterday. I took my daughter and one of her friends yesterday afternoon over to the pool. And you know it's going to be bad when you roll into the rec center and there's two school buses parked out front. I was going, crap. Oh, no. That means it's going to be packed full of children. And indeed it was. Easily 4,000 to 7,000 kids in this pool. And you know how I am with public pools, right? I don't go in them.
You don't like them at all. Yeah.
I hate public pools because they're disgusting, especially when they're full of children. We were at this pool for about 20 minutes before one of the lifeguards had to blow the whistle and everybody out.
Oh, that's
everybody out.
That's never good.
There was a poop situation.
Oh.
One of the children pooped in the pool. Luckily, it was not my children. But yeah, there was a couple turds floating in the pool there. And now the bad thing about this pool that we were at is there's a main swimming area, and then just adjacent to it, connected to the main swimming area, is kind of like a an exercise river, I'll say. So it's like a loop that you can walk in against the current to get exercise, and it's strong. Well, apparently the turds had floated into the the current section and basically disintegrated into a bazillion pieces in there because of the water pressure. And the lifeguard just walked around to everybody. She looked at me. She's like, I don't know when we're going to get this back open. I really don't know.
We have a brown river situation. She can't just open this.
She just rolled her eyes. She's like, I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
Those poor lifeguards. Man.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
As we were heading out of town for the road trip, guys, I am so out of the loop, but we hit Johnstown and Buc-ee's.
For the first
finally.
Time.
First time I made my way into the Buc-ee's up there.
Oh, the Beaver missed you. I'm glad you made a visit.
Well, the Beaver and I just met, actually.
Well, I mean, they heard about you, so I'm glad you finally made your way up there. They've got great stuff.
They really do, and we were there around breakfast time, so Nick Nack got the burrito with brisket in the breakfast burrito.
Heck yeah.
Hails to the yes.
Yes.
She chose wisely. I chose the one that was like the biggest breakfast burrito they had,
which
just had like bacon and tater tots in it and eggs. And
so good, though.
Diet starts today.
Yeah. Now we eat clean.
But that brisket up there is pretty darn tasty.
Oh, it's so good.
Use the bathroom.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Isn't it great with the lights on it and everything?
The lights on the stalls.
Awesome.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I could have ate the burrito off that toilet in there.
It was so clean, right? What is it about that gas station that
it's
just
fascinating.
Makes you want to live there?
Nicole bought a beaver. She bought a stuffy.
I love that's cute.
It's a Buc-ee's with the Uncle Sam hat on it, and he's holding the America 250 banner, and he's like in a little shirt that's stars and stripes. She's like, I'm buying this.
Yeah, you have to. And it was probably only like $20.
It was $15.
See? It's the best. They have the best prices, the best food.
And it was our like unofficial mascot for the entire road trip. It was sitting up in the, like on the dash. She was like getting pictures of it at various places.
I'm proud to be an American.
She's like a little old lady. I knew it was going to be good, though, because they got, what do you call that counter there where everyone's working behind it? What would you call it? Like a hot counter?
Like a deli counter
type
thing.
It's like a deli counter.
Oh, the hot bar.
Hot bar.
About.
Yeah. And everybody behind it working.
Yeah, they have a few of those bars. They have the fudge bar.
Yeah.
They got the hot bar.
I was specifically talking about the meat bar. Like,
yes.
You know it's going to be good. When I was looking over the counter, and I'm not trying to be mean, but there was a large man back there.
Yeah.
And he was stained from top to bottom.
With barbecue sauce? He's making your brisket.
And barbecue sauce. I don't know. He was stained like crazy.
He's got a taste test.
He had multiple shelves that things were dropping on. All right.
Oh,
and I just looked at that guy. I go, this is going to be good.
Yeah, that's
this
how you know.
This is
going to
be real
that's how you know.
Good. And he looked at me and he gave me a little wink.
I know what
Did
you're
not?
Here for.
I was looking at the brisket, looking at him, looking at the brisket, and he goes, wink. I was like, oh, hell yeah. This is going to be damn good. I'm already pitting out a little bit. It's going to be like 95 degrees today. I'm not even joking. Katie,
no,
can put your fingers in my armpits.
I believe you 100%.
It's hot in here.
Man, it's going all over the place.
It's going to be toasty. Stick around. Have some fun with us here at 7:30. We're going to be playing Fast Five with some Hillary Duff concert tickets up for grabs. Now, because it is going to be so hot, I don't know if you want to celebrate National Mac and Cheese Day, but this is it. Today's the day.
Bruh.
There's this list out today, how to make the perfect mac and cheese, or purr, as Katie's daughter would say. We're going to get into that in a second.
Gosh.
The purr way. The noodles, they're saying spirals are the clear winner when it comes to mac and cheese. I don't think so. The spirals fall apart.
Yeah.
I want the regular little.
You like the elbow macaroni?
Elbow. Yeah. That's the one. Cheese, cheddar came in at number one, of course. Spices, pepper, dry mustard, paprika, Dijon mustard, garlic powder. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Meat is about 2/3 of people surveyed say they don't want any meat in their mac and cheese. Keep it classic. Although I was just showing you guys a picture of some mac and cheese I had out in Wyoming.
Oh,
they had some
brisket
on the side.
My goodness.
That's a pretty solid combination.
Absolutely.
Vegetables. Do we even need to cover that? Don't put vegetables
in your mac and cheese.
Don't be an idiot. What kind of dairy? They say the most popular answer is whole milk. Put some whole milk in it. And then the cooking style is oven baked. Is the most popular.
That's where it gets hard, though. Like, a good mac and cheese is not as easy as it sounds, because to get the noodles the perfect consistency and then the cheese sauce.
Yeah.
And then when you mix all that together and you put it in the oven, a lot of times it'll dry it out.
Yep.
So you have to be careful about keeping it nice and creamy.
Yeah.
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 Yes. There's a science. So.
Celebrate National Mac and Cheese Day today. So speaking of your daughter saying, what is it, purr all the time? What the hell is that all about?
So we went up to New York City and we were hanging out. So baby Nana, she's about to be 23. And then we had a little 13-year-old with us. And they were both talking in these like languages where I was like, And it's funny, baby Nana reverted back to a small child when she was hanging around with this kid too.
I can see that.
So it was just like all of the verbiage. Too much. So
sucking her thumb.
One, they're talking in emojis. So they like look at each other and like, oh, sad face emoji. Oh, happy face emoji. Dolphin emoji. Like random emojis the whole trip. And I was just like,
I'd be like, middle finger emoji.
No, I did a few times. I did a few times. And then
annoying.
They told on me. And I was like, man. But then the other thing was.
Hold on. That is a thing to be talking just.
In emoji.
Heart emoji.
Yes. And then, I tried to like be a part of it. And so I was like,
no.
I love it so much. Heart emoji. And they rolled their eyes. They were like rolling eyes emoji. I was like,
thumbs down emoji.
Be a part of this.
Little old lady emoji.
Yes. So then, but with the purr, it is essentially saying perfect, but not saying it all the way. And where it really caught me off guard is we were in Lake George and little baby Nana was asking someone about a tattoo. And it was this big, huge biker dude covered in tattoos. And she's like, so what are your prices? And he was breaking it down for her. And she's like, oh, purr. And he looked at her.
No.
He was like, huh?
What'd you just say to me?
Did you call me?
And he just totally taken him back.
Oh,
I looked
purr.
At him and I was like, I've been dealing with this the whole time. So
you're like, shrug emoji.
I don't know what to tell you. But it really makes me, one, feel like I am a little disconnected.
No,
from
it
them.
Makes you feel like a grown adult that can communicate properly and not sound like an idiot.
I know. And
apologies to your daughter.
Well, no, but that's like the younger generation. Like they talk in acronyms, right? LOL, LMAO. Like the way they speak is so different from us, but I don't want that to be like a barrier, right? I want us
sure
to all
do.
Speak to. No, I don't.
You want to sit your daughter down and be like, can you stop doing that?
Just say perfect.
Like you're really.
Like, it's two syllables.
You're
one
approaching
word.
True adulthood. You need to stop.
I know.
Stop doing that.
It was fun for her, too, because we were all on vacation, right? So she was just acting a fool because nobody knows her here.
Right. It's one
right?
of those things
yeah.
like, I'm
so
never going to see any
like,
of these people
her.
Again. Her. I'm a cat.
Right. It was annoying.
The
as
one
heck.
In my house is, I don't know if this is an inside joke or something that I just don't know about, but it's Derby. My son and his buddy are constantly saying Derby.
Oh.
I might be cussing right
Derby.
Now.
Derby. Yeah.
No, that's
Derby.
The thing is we don't
Derby.
Know what it means. So.
So they're like always trying to get me to say it, then I'll say it, then they giggle, you know? And so like everything on this trip, I was just throwing it in because
yeah.
I was like, Derby. That's Derby. So I don't know
you
what
know what
that is. Maybe somebody can text me and let me know what Derby is right now. And then they're doing this oos thing. Where they go, oos, and they, like, slap you under your gobbler, like, under your chin.
Oh, I would hate that.
And that's, like, a thing where they try to catch people off guard now, and they go, oos, and they slap you underneath.
Oh.
I know. So
like,
I shove them
me?
Down.
Yeah,
generally.
I would do the same
yeah.
thing.
Hey, this is my new trick. I shove you down.
Exactly.
When you do that.
We're going to punch you.
Yeah, so it's Derby and oos.
No, when they take things that, like, were not bad for us and they make them bad, another one is unk. Like, they say, like, you're so unk right now. And I'm like, unk was a good thing for us. Like, you know what, uncle? in the hood.
Yeah, unk? It just means you're old.
You know what I mean?
Unk.
Like,
yeah,
you're yeah. unk. Like, that's but unk. Now yeah. it's, you're so unk right now. And I'm just
I hate
like,
that too.
I like unk. Like, I want to be unk. No, you don't.
The other thing my son is doing, and again, this could be an inside thing, is he's doing this thing where he goes,
oh.
What?
I don't know what.
Did the, you just
I'm trying to do it. So if somebody sneezes, he goes,
is
afterwards.
He okay?
Or if you cough, he goes, and I'm like, stop that,
stop
because if
that.
We're in public, like somebody's gonna think you have like Tourette's or something.
When you're doing it, that's what I think. Like,
apologies
to
everybody
to
with Tourette's.
But you're right. Like, it's so weird. It's just
it
odd.
Is weird.
It is
the
so
things
odd.
They come up with.
And it's just like, I don't know what you're trying to do, but
please stop.
Stop it.
Stop right now. So, is anyone else terrified of lettuce right now?
No.
A little bit.
Yes.
I'm kind of out of the loop. I didn't really know a lot of this was going on because I've been in parts of the country with essentially zero cell signal, and I just have been off of social, which
yeah.
has been fantastic. But I come back to find out that lettuce is full of something called the cyclospora parasite, I guess, right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reading this, and I'm like, oh, crap, literally.
Yeah.
I had lettuce last night because I made tacos, and
yeah.
we chopped up the lettuce and put it on the tacos. I'm like, uh-oh, did we get bad lettuce? But it turns out that it's mostly whole heads of lettuce. No, check that. It's the bagged and salad mixes that you mainly need to worry about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then when it comes to the whole heads of lettuce, they're saying that you should be peeling off the outer layers, I guess, and get deeper into the lettuce. There's less concern there of getting this parasite, I guess. But you get uncontrollable, explosive, watery diarrhea, which actually sounds kind of...
No, it sounds awful.
It sounds refreshing after
you
eating at restaurants.
You clean yourself out.
Oh, really...
for 2 weeks? They're saying
oh, sounds great.
Poop out stuff from 1985. Like, it is not okay.
Fatigue, body aches, cramps, bloating, nausea. It essentially sounds like me on a daily basis.
No,
so
it's
maybe I've had this for a
weeks.
While.
It's like you are sick with... And then you don't even know because, like, you could get sick with it and then it couldn't hit you until 2 weeks later is what they're saying. Like, you could eat something and it could sit with you and then 2 weeks later is when you crap your pants. Like, what? It's just so
ow.
It's just too much. It's too much.
I've been eating at restaurants for quite a while.
Me
the
too,
watery
dear.
Diarrhea sounds very refreshing.
A lot of
it sounds, you know, you might find me out in the parking lot eating a head of lettuce later today.
A little cleanse.
Yeah, because I just kind of feel like I'm really full right now.
I was on vacation when I heard of it, too. I was not on social media. I didn't know anything about it. And somebody messaged me and was like, have you heard about the explosive diarrhea? And I was like, what?
What?
Like, it is just insane to me that this is something. And we're all worried about it. Like,
everybody's terrified right now. I'm reading all the stories. They are pulling a lot of this from store shelves. If you go to fast food places and maybe you get yourself a cheeseburger and it typically has lettuce on it, you probably won't right now. So just avoid lettuce for a little bit, which is fine, I guess, unless you're really into salads.
No, and then they're saying, like, to be able to combat it, because even the produce, because there's still a small risk, but washing these things, do you know how long they say to wash them?
A while.
6 minutes.
Put it through your dishwasher.
Ain't nobody doing that.
6 minutes you're supposed to wash these veggies and fruits.
I'm not doing that. And I'm thinking, like, last night I just went swish, swish under the water.
Yeah, it's fine.
I do an extra little swish, swish, but not 6 minutes.
Yeah,
like,
I wonder where all this came
wild.
From. This is gross. It is scary. I mean, especially if you get, like, a little kid, it gets it or something like that.
Oh,
it could
yes.
definitely be deadly for a small child. I remember watching, this happened a few years ago, where everyone had to pull the lettuce because it got so infested with some sort of bacteria. And I watched a Netflix special on it, and they traced it back to one major farm that was growing lettuce, and the farm was right next to stockyards. I mean, like, they had like a little berm separating the stockyard from the lettuce field. And it turns out, like, all the sewage and water and waste from the stockyards was seeping through into the lettuce patch, and that's how all the lettuce was getting infected.
No.
And I'm like, did nobody notice this?
No.
Like, where they were putting the lettuce farm?
I think that would have been, like, when they engineered the whole thing. Like, maybe.
Yeah. You think that somebody, Billy Bob the farmer, would be like, I don't know if there's a good idea.
Yeah.
We got a little poopy runoff going into the lettuce.
But the cow's crap there. Yeah, something as simple as that would have helped.
Yeah, thanks. Now we're crapping everywhere. Yeah. Anyway, you've been warned about the lettuce, everybody.
The fun starts now with Fast Five.
Yes, five. Fun.
It's time to play Fast Five.
Fast Five.
How fast can you be?
We're going fast without one.
With Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Indeed, indeed. It is time to play Fast Five, which is presented by Bally's Casino Blackhawk. Best value, the $5 blackjack and $5 menu items daily. First things first. What the hell happened yesterday?
Oh.
The amount of messages I received on my Instagram and my Facebooks.
Yeah.
Saying that Josh and Katie ruined Fast Five yesterday.
Okay, wait, hold up.
You ruined it.
Is crazy. We did have a very happy winner in Jessica, so I don't know
what was the deal
is all about.
I got the gist of it from the messages.
Yeah, well, we honestly asked for five national parks in Colorado. That was the one that won it yesterday.
All right.
And you could clearly tell that Jessica had no idea what it was until she Googled it.
So she cheated.
But she cheated, but it's like...
And then did you ask her if she cheated?
We did, and she said no. Or she said yes.
That's what somebody told me.
She said yes, and then Josh likes honesty, which I have to applaud him for that. Like, I probably would have done...
That's a load of crap.
I probably would have done the same thing. But she said she cheated.
And you gave her the prize anyway.
Let's just be honest. It is hard to do your job, Jeremy. It really is. It's hard to do your job.
Yeah.
We figure that out when we're in the thick of it. And so we're like, you know what, Jessica?
You panicked.
You win.
You
Yay!
Panicked. You're like, we just have to end this.
A little.
You panicked. Okay.
I, again, would do exactly the same thing Josh did because he was rewarding honesty. And as
That's
a mom,
load of crap.
As a mom, honesty is important. So
yes.
I agree
cheating,
with him.
Teaching your children to cheat, I guess,
we went
is important,
with it. No.
So no cheating with this game because I don't want to have to reply to a buttload of messages again, okay?
Yeah.
Listen. Katie and Josh were trying their best yesterday.
We were trying real hard, guys.
We can tell when you cheat. That's not in the spirit of the game.
No, I
don't
know
cheat.
It's not.
So I will tell you, the sheriff is back in town.
That's it. I know.
And I can tell.
And
so.
They know when you're gone, and they're like, I'm on cheat today.
Yeah, today's the day I'm going to cheat, because Katie and Josh will say yes to anything.
Yeah, they don't know how to say no.
Not
we're too
today.
Nice. We're too nice.
We're going to be back to a normal, fun, no cheating game. Fast Five, games of Fast Five all week. So 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. If you'd like to call in and be honest and play today, we would love to have you on the air. 303-691-1649. I will give you a category and start a 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. You think you can pull it off? I see phone lines ringing already. 303-691-1649. Katie, some examples?
Okay, yeah, like we said, the five national parks in Colorado that won it yesterday with Jessica. You can also ask things like five drinks that are clear or five songs that have an animal in the title was another one that you've asked before. So it's all over the place when it comes to the things you ask for categories, Jeremy.
All right, it is all over the place. I love Angela's text. Sheriff Jer is back. 303-691-1649. It's me and Peyton Manning, the sheriff.
Omaha.
What are we playing for today?
Hey, sold out Hillary Duff tickets.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a big prize, so I can see why people would want to cheat to get it. No cheating, though. That's coming up Monday night at Red Rocks. But yeah, a really big prize up for grabs all week.
All right, guys, if you get placed on hold, don't hang up because I see a lot of you hanging up when you get placed on hold. Don't do that. We're going to come back and get you all set. And we got Davina. Hi, Davina.
Hello.
Well, hello. How are you today?
I'm good.
Yeah. Tell me something good going on in your life.
I don't know. Just going to work today. That's good.
Okay.
Well, you got a job. You're getting
Yay,
a paycheck. That's
Davina.
Good.
And I'm working real hard for these tickets. I called yesterday. So
yeah, did you cheat yesterday too?
Yes.
Yes? Should I just go ahead and put you back on hold?
No.
I'm not going to cheat this time. I promise.
Okay, no cheating.
Not the spirit of the game.
But we appreciate your honesty. Again.
All right, sweet Davina. No sequels. No help, no cheating. 10 seconds. Give me 5 movies starring Matt Damon. Go.
The Bourne movie, Departed.
1, 2. Come on.
The Zoo. We Bought a Zoo.
That's right. You got 3.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, man. 3.
Not too bad. Good Will Hunting is probably one of my favorites. And The Martian.
Good Will Hunting.
The Martian's really good, too.
The Martian's really good.
Davina, you go make that money.
Oh, no.
Have a good
day. That's okay. Thank you. You too. Right,
bye-bye.
Bye, Davina.
Kelsey.
Hello.
Hello. It says you were doing a little road tripping. Where'd you go?
Yes, we went to South Carolina.
Oh, wow. What was going on there?
Just vacation.
All right.
I've always wanted to go. The beaches,
really?
Right?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Is that the best part of your trip?
It was. It was. And we got to see some family out there, too. So that's always a plus.
Well, good for you. Well, welcome back.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning us in and calling in to play. Your letter is S, like snake.
Okay.
Salamander. I need 5 apps on your phone that start with that letter S. Go.
Snapchat.
Yep.
Sirius.
Yep.
Yuck. Settings. Switch.
Time's up. Yeah, I would have given you Switch for Nintendo Switch.
I know.
You could have wrapped it up with a little Starbucks app.
Starbucks!
Starbucks! Or like Sam's Club, even,
yeah.
Or something.
Oh, you
were so close!
So close, Kelsey.
Dang it!
Darn it! But you know what? You were great on the air and a lot of fun to talk to.
Yeah.
You have a super dupes day.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, bye,
Kelsey.
Bye.
Miranda!
Hi.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
You gotta answer that way, right? Hey.
What are you doing today?
Just going to work.
Oh, yuck.
Where do you work, Miranda?
I work in clinical research.
Doing good stuff.
What are you researching right now?
Kidney disease.
Oh, that's very important.
So are you researching finding a cure or just like the causes and stuff?
So we look at treatments. It kind of depends on the different kinds to either... not a cure, more like just to slow the progression.
Sure. Okay.
So you're familiar with the kidney?
Yeah.
moderately.
How much
I'm
water?
Not a clinician. So,
how much water should I be drinking every day for my kidneys?
Probably like a good amount.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
I love.
Thank you for your expert opinion.
I love that.
That's really
you're
good.
Very welcome.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
A good amount.
Hold on, I gotta take a sip of water.
A good amount is perfect.
All right, I feel like that was a good sip there. Good amount.
A good amount.
All right, Miranda, your letter is S, like salamander and snake. I need 5 comic book characters that their names start with the letter S. Go.
Superman,
yep.
Spider-Man.
Yep.
Come on.
The movie that just came out was Supergirl.
I know, yeah, that came to mind like last second. But
Silver Surfer and Storm from the X-Men. You got to be kind of a dork to know some of these.
Yeah, too nerdy for me.
Yeah, sorry about that. The next one I'm going to give somebody though is all about kidneys, so unfortunately you missed out on that one. Miranda?
Well, apparently I wouldn't know anyway, so.
Yeah. Hey, stay hydrated. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Okay, bye. Let me check some of these off here. All right. Who do we got next? Jen. Hi, Jen.
Hello.
Hello. You going to work today?
I'm at work today. I was just listening. I'm in preclinical research.
Oh.
Got some smarty pantses calling
we do.
In today. Wow. Is there somebody at your job you hate?
Wow.
That I hate? I mean, hate's a strong word.
That
there's
you
people
really
that
like...
I'd rather work with than others.
Yeah, I was going to say, everybody's got it. I mean, this is my first day back into the studio, you know, after 12 days, 11 days. I'm already dreading seeing a couple people.
Okay.
I'm like, ugh. Ugh. Who's the one person you dread, Jen?
Honestly, it's just new hires most of the time because I've... There was 1 year I had 20 of them, and I only have 9 employees.
Oh, God.
That's a lot of training.
And they probably come in thinking that they know everything, too.
Yeah.
Some do, for sure.
All right. What do I have? What do I have? What do I have? Oh, this one's kind of fun. Okay, we're going to be non-English. Non-English. I need five non-English ways to say goodbye. Go!
Au revoir.
Yep.
Ciao.
Yep.
Arrivederci.
Yep. No, help.
Signonia.
No, you're cheating. Yeah, who's helping in the background, Jen?
My French coworker right next to me.
See? After this whole spiel of no cheating.
I didn't hear the no cheating spiel.
Oh, well, he's going to come for you, Jen.
Jen?
But I didn't get it anyway.
Adios, Jen.
Adios, that one.
Bye.
Yeah.
Have a good day, you cheater.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Can konnichiwa be used both for hello and goodbye?
Right, hello. I think that's also a hello and goodbye.
Is
konnichiwa.
It? Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
It's always been one of my favorites.
Me too.
Hi, Maddie.
Hello.
No cheating.
Got it. Message received.
Jeez, Lou. Man. What are you doing today?
Just going to work, too.
Same thing, huh? Are you in clinical research?
I'm not. I'm in accounting.
Okay. All right. Do you like that?
Yeah, for the most part.
Do you feel like it'll be taken over by AI in no time?
No, absolutely not.
You're not worried?
People don't want a robot to tell you about your money. I think that's another thing. You need a human being to be able to talk with you about that. It's very specific.
Yeah,
very
for
personal.
Sure.
Yeah.
Are you doing like personal accounting or business?
No, I work for an airline.
Oh, okay. So airplane money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Like, can you see how much they spend on fuel?
I can, and we're struggling right now.
I bet. It's a lot.
Give me a number. Like, this past, last month, how much money did they spend on fuel?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not in that area, so I only know when we do our meetings, and I don't remember.
Oh. You're like the kidney lady. You're like, yeah, I know about that, right. But I don't know.
Lots of money.
Yeah.
Lots of money.
Revenue side, not expenses.
Lots
side.
Of money. All right. Okay, so this one is pretty darn subjective, but those are kind of fun, and they do tend to trip people up. But say it's 2 a.m., okay? 2 a.m., Maddie. And you go stumbling out the club. You're leaving the club. I need five things you might see outside a nightclub. Go.
The hot dogs, other drunk people.
Yep.
A scooter.
Yep.
A homeless man.
Time's up. You got four. You got four.
No.
You got four. Buzzer hit.
And the hot dogs, that's what I look for first.
Yeah, like, you could have said the burrito guy, too.
Oh, the burrito guy.
Yeah, you could have said taxis and Ubers and syringes. I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
Depends
know,
on,
right?
Hey, depends on what part of town
wow,
you're in, Maddie.
Maddie. Things escalated quickly.
Maddie, I thought you would have got that one, darn it.
I thought I did, too. Nah. I'm so sad.
Buzzer hit right after the hobo. I'm
dang.
Sorry, the unhoused. Maddie, you have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye. Who's been holding the longest? It looks like Sarah has. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi. Oh, you're like a little ray of sunshine.
Well, I'm so happy to get through and talk to you guys.
No.
I'm excited for Henry Duff.
Yeah, that'd be great. We were talking about her earlier and how she shows a lot of side boob. Well, are you ready to play?
Oh, yes, I am. So for a second, I thought I lost you guys, and I was ready to cry. Oh my gosh, yes, I'm so ready.
You lost us at the perfect time. I will tell you that much right now. Okay, Sarah, your word is cube. I need five words with cube in the word. Go!
Xbox cube, Rubik's cube, Minecraft cube.
No. It was Nintendo GameCube, not Xbox. You could have just said. You could have said Cuba.
Oh, or Ice Cube.
Oh, I thought Ice Cube. Dang it! Oh man, these are hard when you put on the spot.
Actually, Cuba wouldn't have worked, right? How do you spell Cuba?
Yeah, because I think Cuba.
There's no E in it, right?
That one is a little harder.
I don't know.
But
sorry that was so hard, Sarah.
No, that's okay. Oh, gosh, when you're put on the spot.
I know, right? Freaks you out.
It's intense.
Sarah, thanks for calling us.
Yep,
Thank you.
Okay,
have a good
bye.
Day.
Are we going to get a winner today? It's harder to get winners when people aren't cheating.
I know. Well, when the sheriff's back in town.
When the sheriff is in town, it's harder to win, isn't it, Bennett?
Yeah,
very hard.
It is. What are you doing today, buddy?
Oh, just heading to work.
All right. What are you saving for right now? Are you saving? You're working hard, and you're saving for what?
Oh, I want to get a collector's item, so I'm saving up.
Okay. What kind of collector's item? What does that mean?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. The 30th anniversary of Biodome, starring Pauly Shore DVD.
How do you keep getting through?
It's so funny.
Didn't you just win? You just won. Like, less than 30 days ago.
No, I'm a first-time caller.
You're full of it. You just won. I'm putting you back on hold.
That makes me laugh.
He just won.
He is a stickler for the rules.
The sheriff
today.
Is back in town, Biodome nerd.
The rules mean everything to
me. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. You want to just jump into it? Let's just jump into it.
I'm
getting irritated.
We can just jump into it.
It's my first day back, and I'm getting irritated already. Chris.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Calm down,
Sheriff. It's 2 a.m. You're wandering outside the club. I need 5 things you would see outside a nightclub. Go.
Hot dog stand, pizza stand, Uber, Lyft, scooter, bicycle, drunk person.
And needles. A whole pile of syringes.
Probably. 7 you got, Chris.
Chris, I need you to tell me to play the Winnie Win sound.
Will you please play the Winnie Win sound?
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Finally, we got a winner today. Chris pulled it off.
Getting it done.
Buddy, you're going to go to Red Rocks and gaze at the beautiful Hillary Duff while she sings her silly little songs, all right?
I'm going to rub it in my wife's face.
Yay!
I appreciate it.
Whoa. Well, after you're done doing that, go to the concert, all right?
Okay, fair.
All right, Chris, I'm going to put you on hold, and Josh will come back and tell you about those tickets.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We did our, called it the Cowboy Road Trip this summer.
Mm-hmm.
We hit the road, put about 2,000 miles on the old family SUV. We started out, we went up, and spent a few days over the 4th in Cody, Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
From there, we zipped across and stayed in West Yellowstone, Montana. Went up to Gardner, Montana. Back into West Yellowstone. Down to Victor, Idaho. Into Cheyenne, Wyoming. And then back home. So we kind of just did this giant loop.
Yeah.
And was out in the wild, wild west.
Yeah.
And we had a really good time. I like going to these like little off-the-beaten-path towns and just seeing how life is there. I've never been to Idaho. Idaho is beautiful.
Yeah.
First of all, thank you very much. Cody, I could see myself living in Cody. It was a great time there. Yellowstone was fine.
It was probably very touristy.
Cool.
It was fine. My thing this summer is I was like, let's go somewhere where we're not in a big city.
Yeah.
I don't want to be around a bunch of people. I just want to be out secluded somewhere, out in beautiful nature.
Uh-huh.
Well, I forgot it was America's 250th.
I was going to say,
And not to mention, yeah. I mean, I think it made it 10 times worse, but the Yellowstone area, what a cluster that is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you got to get into the park at the butt crack of dawn to try to see anything, because by 11 o'clock or so, packed. I mean, there, you cannot get into any of the sites because there is so many people and so much traffic. It was like that for the Grand Tetons as well, because we went to the Grand Teton mm-hmm. National Park. And I mean, thousands of people. Thousands. We one day found one secluded spot. I was like, I got to find somewhere where we can just sit and enjoy some of this.
Quiet.
The quiet. And we were out on like a stream, this boardwalk that went out onto the stream. Picturesque. Quiet. And I kid you not, within 4 minutes, you hear behind us, another family come, you know, traipsing down and sat down like next to us. I was like, are you kidding me? And we laughed because Yellowstone in that area is such beautiful, pristine scenery, okay? It's a beautiful part of the country. But you're sitting there trying to enjoy all this, and you hear like,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
all this traffic, and there's a kid over here screaming his brains out as you're trying to hear like a ranger tell you what's going on, and people talking. It's like, oh my God, this was a bad idea.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm sure you were regretting at least the Yellowstone stop.
There was, you guys, there was so much noise and so many people that it really does take away from the beauty of this national park.
Yeah.
It really, really does. What else did we do? Katie, so many waterfalls.
You showed me some videos of the waterfalls you saw, and I'm jealous.
So many waterfalls.
Like a lot of really big waterfalls, too.
So much good food, really good food.
I'm jealous of that too.
The parade for the 4th in Cody, Wyoming was like literally 4 hours long.
Was it really in Cody, Wyoming?
Oh, there's more.
Yeah, so Cody is like a very patriotic town, and I guess it's like one of the main spots to go for 4th of July parades. And in the West, they're like kind of known for their parades.
Uh-huh.
Like to kick things off, they had a helicopter. Like flying low to kick off the parade. That was the first thing. So he's, you know, as he's going down the street and you're looking up at him like, oh my God. And like small town, but yet bombastic. Like they had a part where it was all the John Deere tractors and it just kept going and going. They probably had like 300 John Deere tractors in the parade.
300?
It was so many. And I'm not even exaggerating. It was insane. Absolutely insane, as Josh would say.
That's cool.
But yeah, it was just a good time. I bought a new cowboy hat. I felt very rugged in that.
Was that the one that you sent the picture of us? Like, was that the new one
with
you
the
were rocking?
Hat?
Yeah.
That looks good. You look good in that hat.
Yeah,
dude.
I really like it.
It fits you. It does.
But yeah, 2,000 miles. And it's a part of the country, too, where there is essentially no cell phone signal in a lot of it.
Yeah.
And there were many times when we were out in the middle of nowhere, like the only car on the road for like an hour or two. And the maps on my phone kept going in and out because it kept having to go into SOS mode because there's no signal.
Uh-huh.
And I started freaking out a little bit because I generally like throw in an atlas or a map or something, and I didn't. And I'm thinking, we are out in the middle of nowhere,
yeah.
And if my map truly goes down, I'm lost. I have no idea where we are. Or if we have car issues, anything like that, I'm like, we are so screwed.
And
you
you're
know?
The adult. You're in charge.
So I
you're
know!
Like, man, I wish like, my dad was here.
I start calculating, like, how much water do we have? How many snacks?
Yeah.
Like, how long can we just hang before somebody rolls up on us? Maybe stops.
Nothing's happened. You just are thinking ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So are you like that when it comes to road trips? Do you have a map?
Well, I usually grab a physical map, but it's because I moved to Colorado from North Dakota when I turned 18. So I've made so many trips back home way before the days of GPS and all that stuff. So I've had to get physical maps from gas stations and make my way through Montana, South Dakota, Wyoming a lot of the time. I like to also have the physical hard copy of the map, just in case.
See, Katie, I'm too young to where I'd be like, where's the little blue dot?
You don't
Why
even
is it
know.
Not tracking me?
Yeah, that'd be
where cool. am I?
Yeah, like I'm pretty sure, Josh, you would have problems like, with just a physical map. And that's the
Absolutely.
I don't think Baby Nana could make her way. She could barely get through the metro area without
she
GPS. Barely
dress herself.
Come on. She's a great dresser.
She's
that's
like, Mom,
not
which way to Boulder? She'd be screwed for sure. I love the question off the air in regards to me being up in Cody, Wyoming for the 4th of July parade. Katie's like, did they throw candy?
Well, yeah, because we don't get to do that
anymore.
A
lot anymore. Of candy was being thrown.
Yeah. The place where I went to see the parade up in New York as well, it's just a small little old town up in upstate New York. They had a parade and they were throwing candy off of their floats like, I mean, with the scoops you would see in the candy store where they're filling bags, they had those and they were throwing them out into the streets.
Nice.
But the problem was there's only like 200 people in this town and a good 75% of them are like 80. So none of these people were picking up the candy. So then you just saw the streets lined with candy. And it was the good stuff.
Yeah.
We're talking chocolate, the fruity Tootsie Rolls, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have me going up and down the street. My pockets were so full of candy and everyone was laughing at me because I was like, like pushing children out of the way. Like, that's my chocolate peanut butter cup.
As you should.
But yeah, it made me really nostalgic for the parades I grew up with.
Because there's not a lot of that here.
We don't throw candy in our parades.
It's a liability.
And I get it. We don't want to hurt somebody. Nah. But I remember the year they were trying to throw marshmallows. And I was okay, this is not it.
Yeah. There was a lot of candy in the announcers. We were set up kind of right by the announcers. And they were very concerned. There was a white line on the street. And you couldn't cross the white line to get the candy. And the whole time this Karen is on the mic. Don't cross the white line! Don't go over the white line! Like, in her defense, though, there was a ton of horses in the parade. And I don't think she just wanted the small children to get trampled.
Well, yeah.
There is that.
Yeah, she was thinking.
It's ballpark of growing up.
Of safety. She also got a microphone and got some power.
Don't go over the white line! Yeah. At one point, I looked at Nicole. I was like, my God. Relax. You're ruining this. All right, guys. We're going to play a little Olivia Dean for you. We'll be back in about 2 minutes and 40 seconds. We're going to read this email that came in over the past week. It wasn't even an email. It came in on our Instagram from Polly. And the email has to do with hitting it.
Well,
what?
Jeremy.
Hitting it. What are we hitting? Well,
jeez.
We'll find out in about 2 minutes and 40 seconds. Hitting it.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Polly says, hey guys, I was leaving work after a long day about a week ago, and while backing out of my parking spot, I accidentally bumped my boss's car. Kinda hard.
Eek.
I heard it, I felt it. I got out, looked at both vehicles, honestly couldn't see much damage. I drive a big pickup, so my rear bumper didn't really show anything. The next morning, my boss came storming into the office because someone had scraped his car. She's like, here's where it gets bad. He immediately accused one of my coworkers.
Oh.
She says they've never really gotten along, so he was convinced it had to be them. My coworker denied it over and over, but my boss wasn't buying it, and I said nothing.
Oh, no.
Parentheses, she put evil grin.
Yeah.
Now the whole office thinks my coworker did it. The problem is my truck is blue and the scrape on my boss's car is blue. To make matters worse, I already had a dent in my rear bumper before this happened, so if anyone really started digging, it wouldn't look great for me. Part of me feels awful because an innocent person is taking the blame. The other part of me keeps thinking, meh, my boss already disliked them before this and didn't exactly have time for them. Anyway.
Oh.
If I confess now, I could end up paying for the damage, getting in trouble at work, and admitting I kept quiet while somebody else took the heat.
Kind of what you did, though.
A little bit.
Pretty much.
That's kind of what they did.
She goes, before you guys ask, no, we don't have cameras in the parking area. I could totally get away with this. Do I come clean and hope honesty counts for something, or is it too late now and I should just let this die? She says, I'm going to change my name. You guys can call me Polly. So there's Polly's dilemma. Backed into the boss's truck. Somebody else is getting blamed for it at the office. Although the boss and that person, they don't already get along anyway.
I know. Well,
so what should she do about this? I kind of feel like we've all been in a position where we have, like, ruined something or dented or something.
Damaged,
broke something,
right?
Damaged something.
Yeah.
And we just shut up about it, right?
We just don't tell on ourselves. Yeah.
Yeah, you
absolutely
just shut up about it.
Absolutely, I've been in that situation. Not this one particular, but yeah, this one's a doozy.
You've ruined a couple marriages. You've kept quiet about that.
No one needs to know about it, so why tell, right?
Yeah, why speak up?
You bring it up now.
All right, so what should Polly do about this situation? Should she go ahead and come clean, or it sounds like this might just blow over, so she should just let it die, is her quote at the end. Here's Jessica. Hi, Jess.
Hi, good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Thanks for calling. What's your advice for Polly?
She absolutely needs to come clean.
Okay.
This is exactly what's wrong with the world today. Take responsibility for your actions, grow up, and come clean.
Yeah. The accountability part, right, Jessica? I'm with
yes.
you. I'm just like, to completely like let someone else take the blame is crazy to me.
Yeah, I totally do.
That's
it.
That's terrible.
It's so bad.
I totally do it.
No, it's so bad.
That's like, fine.
It's one
nobody
thing
if
nobody gets caught. That's one thing. But if someone else is getting in trouble for what you did, Jessica, I'm with you 100%. She needs to come clean.
Maybe that other coworker had it coming.
No.
No. The truth always reveals itself.
I don't know.
Get it over with.
People are texting in. Check the cameras. Again, in case you missed it, in the email, she said, before you guys ask, we don't have cameras in the parking area. I could totally get away with this.
Yeah, that was part of it.
Yeah, so I kind of want to know what kind of car the boss has, too. Like, if it's something really expensive or...
What's the boss?
Which makes it even more difficult. Doesn't matter. Just go tell him you did it. All right, Jess, I have you down for Tell the Boss. Thank you for calling in. Very kind of you. Here's Marky Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, we're super dupes, buddy. What do you think Polly should do?
Well, unfortunately, I also think she should tell the boss. She's in a bad situation now because she's let it go. When it happened, she should have just walked in and said, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I accidentally hit your car.
Yeah.
And just the trouble is we go through life, we try to teach our kids these things. You've got to live it too. You can't teach something and then live an immoral life or whatever.
Maybe she doesn't have kids. She's not teaching anybody anything. It's just her.
Yeah, well, even then, there's not a lot sometimes we can control in life, but we can control who we are. And we can be good people, as they say. How would you like to be treated yourself? And then plus, whether you like the person or not, the fact that someone else is taking heat and hurting them makes it even worse.
Right.
If he had either way, she should just tell. And it's unfortunate, but in our society, we have more crime. Everything's being stolen. I'm at the supermarket, and we have armed guards. I mean, our society, unfortunately, has come to that in some places. And the way to change that starts with each person, you know, living better.
Look at you, Dr. Phil. This is good stuff.
No, Mark, I love
this. This is good stuff. Wait. I still think you should play dumb. I had no idea.
No. I think, Mark, what you said, that's going to sit with me a minute. We don't have much control about things, but we do have control about who we are.
That's really good.
It's really good.
And she's a bad backer-outer, it sounds like. That's who she is.
I don't have a rear-view camera anymore, Jer.
Mark, you are very wise. We appreciate you calling in and spewing your wisdom.
Yeah.
I think I could err on the side. I've had big trucks, and if you hit stuff, sometimes you're like, I didn't even know.
Really?
So I think she can be like, oh, I had no idea.
Really?
Yeah. I think you're fine. I think you're fine, Polly. Here's Heston.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Well, we're super dupes, buddy. What do you want to say to Polly?
Yeah, I agree with everybody that's called previously. I mean, I think you have a moral obligation. You damage someone else's property, and if that happened to me, I would want somebody to come clean. And the longer she doesn't say anything, the worse it's going to get. So I think she should just bite the bullet and let them know, and everything will kind of resolve itself and be fine after that.
Yeah.
I guess you can go in, you know, with your tail between your legs and say, hey, you know, I've been sitting on this. I'm so sorry. That was me. My bad.
Yeah.
And then he'll fire you.
I think the longer she doesn't do that, then the worse it's going to get.
I think you're right.
I think it's already too late, though.
You think?
Yeah, I think that she should have come clean in the beginning. Now she might get fired, right? Don't you think? Just for lying?
Heston, thank you for your call. It's 3-for-3 there on the line of you got to go in and say something.
I think, and here, like, I would say something because of the karma thing that you mentioned, because every bad thing that happened to me there on out, I would attribute back to me hitting my boss's car and not telling them, well, this is my karma, is what I get, you know? Like, I would just go through life like that.
You think?
That's no way to live life, Jeremy. Just thinking that bad karma is going to come your way because you did something and you're just waiting for it.
Listen, I got a question about bad karma and how it works. So you did one bad thing.
Yeah.
So does karma come back and just do one bad thing to you?
No. Or does it come back three small things? Two medium things.
No, that's not how it works.
You don't know how karma works.
That's not how it works. You do one bad thing, then it comes back to bite you once.
But what if it's like something bad doesn't happen for a while, and then you're just waiting for something bad to happen?
Let me ask you this.
It's not a way to live.
She did one bad thing.
Uh-huh.
Can she turn around today and do two good things to cancel out the one bad thing?
I don't know. Can you cancel out
the bad karma? Like today she's going to go volunteer at like a homeless shelter and go read to orphans.
Okay.
And this will cancel all this out.
And then you go find your coworker a new job. And then you're good.
Nah, they'll be fine.
They'll find it themselves.
All right, guys. Thanks for having some fun with us. This is why we do the Show Wants to Know segment. We get to read things going on in your life. give you some answers. Polly, the people have spoken, everyone except me. You need to go in and probably tell your boss that you did this. Apologize, swallow your pride, swallow all the nonsense, and just say, hey, I did it. Fess up, all right?
Yeah. It's going to be bad for you, though, because you waited.
Or just play dumb. Well, we like to give you a little brief sports update here at Mix 100 with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. And Joshy Boy is our resident sports expert. What you got over there?
This is one of the silliest things I have ever heard. Since the dawn of social media, there have been influencers, and there are a billion and a half social media influencers who want to do the health crazes. Hey, I'm a health influencer. And one of the craziest things these guys try to do is they always try to one-up each other, right? I got the health hacks. I got the better health hack. Well, one of these people is trying to do it at the World Cup. A social media influencer, he calls himself, has come under fire because he was at the World Cup. It was the Morocco versus Haiti game. And he bought a seat to run a 5K during the game, and he wanted to run a 5K in his seat, so he would stand on the chair and run in place and try
that.
To
what
run
a
5K
right?
before.
Imagine being behind that guy.
And, I know.
Well, this is the thing.
Sit
he
down,
was like,
jerk.
I'm so close to a million followers. Get me to a million followers, guys. This is the video that's going to do it.
I'd unfollow him.
And people around him hated him.
Yeah.
He was bumping in. The video is crazy because he was bumping into people, spilling drinks, knocking their popcorn out of hands. And they were pissed at this guy.
Well, yeah.
I wasn't
right,
even there,
Jeremy,
and I'm pissed.
He is losing followers now. It completely did the opposite thing of him.
Yeah.
People around the seating area were saying, hey, I want to fight you for what you're doing.
Yeah, buy me some new popcorn.
The comments underneath the video, he thought people would be so happy. And they're like, I'm so pissed at you. I want to fight people for the people that you pissed off. And the influencer just now replies, hey, man, you can't win them all.
Yeah.
I can't make everybody happy. Well, what an idiot.
People paid all that money to go see a World Cup match. And there he is taking all.
Tickets worth thousands of dollars.
I feel like security would escort him out at some point.
No, this is the thing. FIFA praised him.
FIFA
came out and said, good for you for doing it in the time of the game. Like you did it in 9 minutes. But what the heck? Why would they praise him for that?
I don't know. This is why I don't watch soccer.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard in my
life. This is why we need to wrap this stupid soccer stuff up.
Hey, just till Sunday, Jer.
You know,
yes.
What the FIFA is epic, though.
What the FIFA? Katie, hit us with some of that local flair, girl.
Yeah, we've got some good stuff today because the Artemis 2 crew is going to speak at Red Rocks.
Are you serious?
I know. This is so exciting. And it's just $1 a ticket. I'm sure they won't last, though. August 3rd is when it's going to be happening out in Morrison, and they're going to have highlights from the mission as well as a question and answer period, so you can ask Jeremy and Reed what they experienced up there. But they're going to have a STEM fair beforehand also, and it is to celebrate the Rocky Mountain region's contribution to their trip. So tickets are going to go
really
on
neat.
Sale. Yeah, I am really excited for this. Friday at noon is when you can pick up your tickets, but again, I feel like this is something that's going to sell out immediately.
I want to go to this.
Yeah.
And I want to dress in full astronaut gear, like the white spacesuit with the helmet and everything, and just sit there. Front row.
Oh, wait, that won't make it weird
and
at
I'm
all,
I'm
going to
walk like I'm on the moon.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm over there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I hope it's on a 95-degree day.
Oh, yeah.
So hot.
Exactly.
Mission control.
Who is this sweaty astronaut?
Houston, we have a problem.
A big problem.
I'm dying in my own sweat.
His name is Jeremy. I do feel like a lot of people are going to want to go to
this is a big deal. Yeah, they've got some videos and pictures that have never been seen before from their trip and everything. So,
yeah, and we all were just so excited that it happened. I mean, after it happened, everybody loved these guys. So the
Can you name the other two besides Reed and Jeremy?
No, only because of you. That's the only reason I know
it's
those
Victor
two.
And Christina, I
okay,
believe.
Okay, there
so.
You go. You know, so you really are a fan. So make sure you get your tickets. Again, noon on Friday is when they hit. And then how about we do the Mile High status in Denver? It is set in stone again, the new location of Denver's Mile High marker at the state capitol, they now have it on the 17th step. So this marker is going to join the older attempts. There's three of them on the 15th step, the 18th step, and the 13th step. They took those measurements back in 1909, 1969, and 2003, respectively.
They're all over the place.
They are.
For those of you who have no idea what Katie's talking about, Mile High City, right?
Mile High City,
So you put the mile marker marker on the steps
of the Capitol.
Of the Capitol, marking a mile high.
Yes.
And apparently it's been on the wrong step a few times.
They have been moving it around, but here's the thing. It's not because they did it wrong or because the earth has moved. That's what I thought.
It's breathing.
It's because technology has advanced so much, they can get a much better reading and they can be much more accurate about where that mile high actually lays. So that's the story that they're giving us.
I thought maybe
anyway.
The last couple guys were literally a mile high.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, 13th step, bro.
It is Colorado.
It's fine, man. You know, nobody will ever notice.
Can't put it past them.
Let's go smoke a fatty.
I love how the news spot on the 17th step there, it is marked by a very official stroke of a Sharpie right now.
Hey.
I know, yeah, because the original plan was to install that plaque on the 17th step by Colorado Day on August 1st, because that is our 150th birthday as
right.
well. So they wanted to make it a big thing. They didn't get it done in time. Apparently, it's a little harder to measure a mile high than we thought. They're going to delay it to next year. So they're still going to do it. They're not just going to do it, just not going to do it on August 1st. So there's that. But there's a new step.
If I was part of the Sharpie marketing team, I would be all over this this morning.
Goodness, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So official, they used the Sharpie.
Exactly. Yeah. Get on it, Team Sharpie.
Yes, what are you doing? Jeez. Sleeping in? yeah, but that's definitely a great story because now we have four plaques.
It's funny.
Yes.
There you go. There's your mile high high.
Five questions. Two players. One winner.
I'm a winner.
Who's getting crushed today?
I can't wait to crush you people.
It's time to play Katie Crush.
With JKJ.
Ooh, it definitely is. And it looks like Abby made it through. Hi, Abby. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Abby.
I'm Abby. I'm from Thornton, Colorado, and I am a mama to a 1.5-year-old little boy.
Very nice. What's the little boy's name?
His name is Lucas.
Little Lucas.
Little Lucas.
Now, do you have a job or you stay at home mom?
I'm a stay at home mama.
Good for you.
Best job ever.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yes, it's the best job. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
No. Especially when they're that little. It's my favorite.
Oh, yeah. They're great.
What are you making for dinner tonight?
Probably spaghetti.
Oh, I want to be your son.
I know.
He loves it. So.
Yeah. Do you do double meat in your spaghetti sauce where you do the ground beef and the sweet Italian sausage?
Sometimes, not always.
That's the way you do it, Abby. You should turn that into always do that, okay?
Oh, yes.
All right. Katie, you got anything you want to say to Abby?
Abby, bring that mama bear out. We are ready to play, okay?
Okay.
All right, get out of here.
Okay.
So Katie's going to get... Are you on a speakerphone or Bluetooth, first of all, Abby? It's a little hard to hear you.
No, I am not. I am in the car, though.
you just got a crappy phone. All right, so Katie goes into a room where she can't hear anything. I come up with a question so there's no cheating. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right. Who is Ernie's best friend?
Bert.
What Broadway musical has songs that are titled The Music of the Night, Angel of Music, and Chandelier Crash?
I'm going to pass. I do not know.
Pass. Third question. What long-running TV show consists of people stranded on an island and voting off the weakest link?
Lost?
Fourth question. In the Chronicles of Narnia, how did the children first enter the magical world?
Through the wardrobe.
And your fifth question. Going back to a TV show called Married with Children, where did Al Bundy work?
I do not know that one either. I am so sorry.
Well, don't apologize. All right, we're going to get Katie back in here and see how you did there, sweet Abby.
Hey, hi, I'm back.
Well, hi, Katie.
Hi.
Let me make a note here on how many Abby got right, and then we'll dive into it. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm nervous. You've had a lot of time to think about these.
Know.
I'm nervous. Okay.
Actually, I scrambled and got it done about 20 minutes.
You'll probably beat me, so it'll be okay.
Oh,
poor Abby.
You got this, Abby.
You still have spaghetti in your future.
Yeah.
So. Okay, Katie, who is Ernie's best friend?
Oh, Bert.
Hey, Hello, Bert. Hey, Bert.
Yeah.
Abby also said Bert. Hooray.
Abby, you got this.
What Broadway musical has songs that are titled The Music of the Night, Angel of Music, and Chandelier Crash?
I don't know. Cats?
No. Abby said pass. It's the very famous Phantom of the Opera.
It's on my list. It's on my list of things to watch.
Oh, but so good.
I've never seen it.
Soundtrack's banging, too.
Me neither.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Hell of a soundtrack. You will dance to that in the shower.
Are you sure? Okay. I just don't think that's
shower
true,
won't but even be on or nothing. You'll just wander into your bathroom, get in the shower, and dance.
Bust a move.
Or nothing.
Okay.
What long-running TV show consists of people stranded on an island and voting off the weakest link?
Like Survivor?
Like what?
Survivor?
Hey, Abby, you said Lost.
Aww.
Sad day for you. Fourth question. In the Chronicles of Narnia, how did the children first enter the magical world?
The bed stick. Wait, no, wait, hold on.
Bed knobs and broomsticks?
Yes, right? Bed knob, right? No. Bed knob, broomstick? On
no,
the broomstick?
It's through the wardrobe through the cabinet.
Oh, that's
which
right. The
is
lion,
what Abby
the witch,
said.
And the wardrobe. It's that one.
It's like, duh.
Man. Oh, I'm sorry.
The lion, the witch, and the bed knob.
You dork. All right, final one. Okay. Coming from Married with Children. I know.
Oh, I love that show. I love this show. Okay.
Where did Al Bundy work?
A woman's shoe store. He hated it. He hated every minute of
Abby
his life.
Abby passed.
But he did score those four touchdowns.
Okay, so Abby, you got 1-2. Katie, you got 1-2-3. Abby, you've been crushed by Katie.
Oh, well.
I know.
Oh, well.
He's had fun playing with you, though, yeah. Abby.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
Enjoy your spaghetti tonight, Abby.
Get it.
Thank you.
Double meat, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
right,
bye.
Bye.
Ah, she was ready to get off the phone, wasn't she?
I
she was done with us.